Catching a nice breeze out here on the old Chanute Air Force Base grounds in Rantoul. Chad Baker for WITY, the official voice of the 2025 Half Century of Progress, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I am immersed in red. And that's because this year, one of the feature tractors, the 1206, that McCormick Farmall, and of course, Case IH, a big presence out here with Chapter 10 IH Group is J.C. Reitmeyer, also a member of the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club here with us. J.C., how we doing?
Just fine.
It's not hot out here. It's been rather enjoyable.
Yes, this year. You know, a couple years ago, it was 100.
Yeah, we'll take it, right?
Yes, we couldn't ask for any better weather right now.
Huge gathering at 1206 as anticipated this year. Still a bunch of them coming in here on the south grounds here. You have a few over here next to your tent as well, but they're aiming for 350.
Yep, we just have to be standing by one. He's not in the line of the 350, but that's the number they're shooting for. If they have 349 over there, they'll have one here yet, the way it looks.
We'll make sure he counts because he's from Rantoul.
Yeah.
It's Wayne Coffin's 1966 IH 1206, and if you'll find the video online, it'll be behind me and JC during the video interview that we'll be doing here shortly. But there again, just a wide open invite for anyone that has a Case IH, a Farmall, McCormick, or any tractor to come on out to join more than 4,000 pieces of equipment on the grounds here. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard that Ballyhooed, that this may be the biggest gathering of equipment that that they've ever seen here.
I think so. You know, we're getting spread out farther and farther, so it's not all concentrated anymore because we've been getting everything so close together the last few shows. We've been moving everything away. So it's harder to count, but we kind of rely on our registration to kind of give us a number, and then you have to pad that because there's some people that don't register stuff. And I'm very bad at that. I bring stuff and never register it because I guess I don't need to, because, you know, I don't need to pass to get in and out. That's one thing nice about being one of the directors. You get some perks, yeah. Maybe.
Let's peel back the curtain, so to speak, on the I&I side of this for a moment, JC, because you mentioned you're kind of spreading out. You guys find out things after every show and you're like, hey, we really like this. We didn't have good luck doing this. From year to year, in this case every 2 years, you have those opportunities to correct those things that folks don't like about the shows. And coming out of that last show, I heard that, yeah, maybe it was a little tight with some of the equipment. It just felt like it was cramped, especially for folks that wanted to take pictures or folks that wanted to look at something without having to move for a golf cart every 5 minutes. Now that you mention it, it seems a little bit more of a free flow this year, and it doesn't seem like folks are on top of each other.
Yeah, we try to open the aisles up a little bit, and we can do that when we move different brands to different part of the grounds, you know, instead of having them all concentrated right here in this center area. But it's a work in progress. You know, every year after the show's over, we all kind of get together and talk about the do's and the don'ts and what worked and what didn't work, and try to discuss how we can try to make it better next time.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the 1206. Why do folks need to know if they're coming out here? They're obviously trying to have 350 of them, but 1206, a proud piece of equipment right there.
Yeah, we had a couple gentlemen get a hold of us over the winter and says, you know, it's the 60th anniversary of the 1206. Somehow they missed the 50th anniversary, and they said, you know, we think we can get a lot of them there, and we're hoping for maybe 350. Well, that was the number they're shooting at, and I think they're getting pretty close. They're not quite there yet, but a while ago when I was driving around, I seen like three or four still coming in the gate. That's not the only thing I seen coming through the gate. There's still all kinds of equipment coming through the gate. Even though the show has started, there's still people coming in.
So let's make this an all call for anybody that still has a 1206 sitting in their barn and not out here.
Yeah, if you got one and it's able to run, and you're not that far away, I would just load it up and bring it down here. You could be part of history.
Absolutely. You guys have your Chapter 10 over here. You guys got some merchandise over there. Tell us about what all you're selling.
Oh, yeah. We have T-shirts and hats and other IH memorabilia that we can find, and we just kind of keep it around, and we sell parts of pieces, and we try to get people there's something that people want. It's a little hard to do because we sell stuff at Louisville at the National Farm Machinery Show. Of course, we sell a lot of stuff there. What we got now is kind of left over from that what we didn't sell, and then we try to get ramped up again for February.
And you also have your replicated location in the old Penfield School that is open during historic farm days that you guys sell quite a bit of merchandise out of during that event.
Yeah, we have in the back corner of the school, we have in the museum part, we have it used to be the kindergarten room. Now it's the IH parts room. It's a mock-up of a parts counter. And we have actually old parts and we have a few new parts and we don't really sell them. There's some people find them in the shed, don't know what to do with them. They don't really want to throw them away. A lot of times they just bring them and say, here, put this on your part shelf.
It's a great place to reminisce about days gone by. And I think usually kindergarten's about the time when folks decide what color tractor they want to identify with, correct?
Well, I think so. I don't know. I got a little granddaughter. She's 8 months old. I don't know if she has a choice because she's got IH stuff already.
We have to talk to Grandma about that. I think Grandma's seeking that out. And, of course, she's over there as well. And I think earlier there were some folks looking for some youth sizes, some kid sizes. And I'm sure she's going to do a pretty good job making sure that merchandise is available.
Yeah, we got everything from like onesies up to 2Ts and some things. And we got small T-shirts up to on the bottom of the rack. And I don't know where I got them from and I don't know why I ordered them. But there are some 6X T-shirts. And we would love to get rid of them.
We do want to let folks know that if you can find the row of flags very near to there.
We're what we used to call, well, we still call it Flag Row, and it's a street. And it's got, I don't know how many flags, a lot. And they're from past shows and some new flags from this show and the United States flag. And the best part is we're set up right next to the entertainment tent. So later on when the music starts, we can hear it at the IH tent.
That's always a good thing.
We enjoy the music. And
well, come on out and see JC and the whole gang here with Chapter 10 with the International Harvester. JC Reitmeier with the I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Club as well as the Chapter 10 of International Harvester. Thanks for spending time with us. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you. And come out and join us. We'd love to have you.
We'll have more reports coming up. Maybe you'll be on it. Come on out here to Rantoul. We'll have fun all weekend long here at the 2025 Half Century of Progress. Chad Baker for the voice of Half Century of Progress, WITY.